And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. In spite of her decision to keep away from Larry until after tonight's performance of the play at the Hamilton Theater in New York, Mary has given way to the wish to rush backstage and speak to her husband. We find her now just coming into Larry's dressing room.
Larry?
Hello, Mary. Rotten show, isn't it?
Oh, it isn't that bad, darling.
Look at me, that. I haven't been an actor all these years without being able to tell when a show's coming apart at the seams.
Well, the last act may be better, Larry.
Oh, sure. And it may fall apart entirely.
I'm sorry you're so dejected, dear. That's why I came backstage. Even though I told you I wouldn't show up till after the play was over.
I know. You came back to offer condolences.
Oh, now, darling, that's not fair.
How about the others in your party? I suppose they're delighted with the performance.
Why, they all seem to be enjoying it, Larry.
Yes, I'll bet. Particularly your devoted Rupert Barlow, who backed the play with his money. I bet he's having the time of his life, saying I told you so.
Well, I don't know why you should think that.
Because it was my suggestion to put Claudia Vincent into the play. That's why. And because he's been absolutely livid about it ever since.
But that's not quite fair to Rupert, dear. He hasn't said anything much about Claudia.
No, I'll bet. All those trips over to sea when Rosehaven. All those Long Island miles he's covered coming to visit you. Do you expect me to believe he hasn't told you that I was being a fool about Claudia?
We don't spend all our time discussing Claudia Vincent, Larry.
No, Mary. I'm sure you don't.
Darling, don't be in such a bad mood. I'm sorry if my coming backstage upset you. I meant it to be just the reverse. But I'll leave now, right away.
Oh, no, don't. Please stay for a minute or two. I know I'm in the devil of a mood and I'm being a swine and I'm taking it all out on you. I'm sorry, honey. Try to put up with me for just a little while, will you?
More than just a little while, I hope.
I wonder.
Barry, what do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. It's just that I've been thinking around in circles and my thoughts are pretty tight right now.
I wish you wouldn't worry so about the play. It really isn't bad, darling. I mean to say it's only that Claudia's so terribly nervous. But I can see that she'll be very good once she settles down.
Well, that's decent of you to say, honey, under the circumstances. But I'm not at all sure it's true. I was a fool ever to get mixed up in this rotten business. And now I'm so deep in it, I can't get out.
I don't understand, Larry. Just because you got Harold Ramsey to put Claudia into the lead opposite you? Is that why you feel so horribly downcast? Because I swear you needn't. I'm sure it'll turn out all right.
You don't know anything about it, Mary. You couldn't possibly know what I'm talking about.
Maybe I do, Larry. Maybe I know more than you think.
Not about this, you don't.
I know why Claudia was late for the performance. And I know why you weren't in when I called you earlier. Because you were out looking for her. And she was with Oliver Wilson.
Who told you all this?
I phoned the theater just as we were leaving the restaurant. I talked to the stage manager and to your producer, Harold Ramsey.
What did you want to do that for? Isn't it bad enough without adding fuel to the fire?
I only wanted to wish you success. Is that so bad?
Oh, hang it all, Mary. You don't know what I've been through today.
I'm beginning to understand, Larry. I thought at first that it was only worry about the play. Of course, I knew you were angry when Claudia didn't come back to Long Island last night, but I tried to be tactful about it. You see, I do know more than you think. I know how you behave when you're worried. And when there's something on your conscience.
You're just saying a lot of words. They don't make sense. And what's more, I've had all I can manage without having you start to criticize me.
But I don't mean to criticize, Larry. You keep twisting my words around. Because you don't want me to hear what I have to say. You don't want me to tell you that I know you've been nearly out of your mind with jealousy over Claudia.
What?
I know it. Every word you speak, every gesture you make gives you away. You couldn't bear to come home last night because Claudia wouldn't be with you. You've been frantic ever since you found out that Oliver was rushing her.
Mary, for heaven's
sake. It's all right, Larry. There's no use trying to cover up anymore. When Claudia Vincent chose to have dinner with Oliver instead of with you, it drove you wild. You had to go out looking for her.
You're entirely wrong. I didn't go out looking for Claudia tonight. I had dinner quietly with Harold Ramsey. We came back to the theater together.
But you did go out looking for her, Larry. You weren't here when I phoned. and neither was Claudia.
Does that mean I was out looking for her? Where would I look in a city of this size, for heaven's sake? What kind of melodramatic nonsense are you trying to build up anyhow?
I just want you to know that I realize how much Claudia Vincent means to you.
I see, Mary. This is your way of justifying your romance with the notorious Rupert Barlow.
How can you say such a thing? Oh, darling, why must we fight this way? I only came back here to tell you that I'll be glad when this whole evening is over. And we can settle down to our own lives again.
If it ever is over. Oh, I tell you, this performance has got me talking to myself. I never saw anything like it. Claudia's shaking so she can hardly get around. She was never like that before. She was full of confidence only this afternoon.
Before she went out with Oliver Wilson?
Yes, as a matter of fact. She came in here, Mary, after being late for the final rehearsal. And she was as cool as a cucumber. Full of confidence. Thought the show would go along wonderfully. Then suddenly it was all changed.
Larry, have you any idea why Oliver is hanging around Claudia so much?
No, how could I know that? I suppose he's stage struck. Confounded little rat. I wish he'd stay away.
Do you know that he didn't show up at Rupert Barlow's dinner party tonight?
How could he when he was with Claudia?
He didn't say he was with Claudia. He said he'd been to the dentist. He left word at Rupert's place on Long Island that he'd meet us all later.
Now, why the devil do you suppose he'd do a fool thing like that?
I don't know, Larry, but he skipped dinner entirely. Poor Julia Dixon was terribly distressed.
Do you think she's really serious about that little weasel?
I don't know, Larry. But right now he's playing up to her scandalously. He hasn't left her side for a minute. He's making all kinds of fuss over her.
Well, I wish to heaven she'd decide to run off with him and marry the fellow and get him out of the way.
So that he wouldn't be hanging around Claudia?
Oh, now look,
honey. All right. I shouldn't have said that. I don't want to be a jealous wife, darling. There's nothing that's more unbecoming than that.
Honey, you were good to come backstage like this.
Suppose I'd better be getting back to the others.
No fooling. What do they say? Tom Bryson, for instance. What did he say about Claudia? Did he tell you I was a fool to get her into the play?
No, Larry, he didn't say anything of the sort. As a matter of fact, he hasn't said a word about Claudia.
I see. The strong, silent type. Keeps his opinions to himself.
Oh, darling, you're all unstrung tonight. I won't stay any longer. I'll see you after the final curtain.
All right. If it ever gets to that point.
I'm sorry I brought all these people here tonight, Larry. I only meant to be friendly. It just seems as if this were a night designed for disaster.
Not that bad, I hope.
I hope so, too, Larry.
Mary hurries out the stage door entrance and starts around toward the front of the theater. When, unexpectedly, she runs into Claudia Vincent, and we hear...
Claudia, what in the world are you doing out here?
What's it to you in any case, Mary? And what are you trying to do, spy on me?
Of course not. That's the last thing I'd care to do. I was just surprised, since you're supposed to go on in less than 2 minutes.
Well, how sweet of you to be concerned.
I'm concerned for the play, for Larry, and for all the people who are interested in it.
Including Rupert Barlow?
Yes, if you wish, including Rupert Barlow.
And you had to come to see how I'd be. Well, how many others did you bring?
A few friends, that's all.
Yes, I heard about it.
I'm sure you must have. From Oliver Wilson.
Why, what do you mean by that?
It doesn't take much to figure it out, Claudia. Think it over when you have the time. I must run now. I want to be out front to see you make your last act entrance.
Mary Noble is fighting to control her temper now as she wonders how much more can happen on this wretched night. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.